Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Yudches, 18th daf here in Maseches Demai, in the second parak, parak Eilu Dvarim, and again, the shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are discussing various areas and little towns and cities in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, and we're learning Yesodos from all of these details. Yes, some of the details do we have to know about exactly. Biryan, Iyun, Kfar Tzemach, Nov, Chasfaya, all these different cities. But we learn Yesodos and rules from all of these statements in the Gemara, like we always do. So we continue on top of Yudches and Aleph now with other rules that are mentioned about various cities. Eilu Ayaros, Shehem Mutaros, Bitchum, Tzur, right, the Girsa of Chaim Kudievsky, Bitchum Tzur, Bitchum Nevi Tzur, in the area of Tzur, which is somewhere, right, northwest, where maybe the, ancient Tzur was, that helped Shlomo HaMelech out with building the Beis HaMikdash. These are the areas that are mutter, that are considered Chutz Laretz. Tzur, Vitzayer, Vagashmi, Vizivian, Viyagdi, Chatas, Vidavav, Charvese, Vikarcha, Debar, Hazreg. Fine. One time, one was bringing a bundle of raisins all at Tveria. It went into Tveria. Tveria obviously is within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, right? Tveria is one of the centers of where our Jewish life was in the later days, in the days of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was from Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan, many of the great Amoraim are buried there. Some Tanoim, right by. Right by the Rambam, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, right? Rabbi Akiva, his wife is near there. A lot of, yesterday was the Ramchal's yard site, right? So he's buried there. That's later. But Shaul Gamliel Zuga l'Rabbi Ba Bar Kahana, right? So Rabbi Gamliel Zuga went to Rabbi Ba Bar Kahana and asked him about this whole pack of raisins that came to Tveria. Amarle Ein Kol Eretz Yisrael Ose Masu Yechad Shasimukim. Well, the whole land of Israel wouldn't get a bundle of raisins like that. So, if obviously it's a big bundle of raisins, they must have come from Chutz Laretz, and therefore act appropriately in terms of afrashos. The Gemara says, "Veikalaret zolos emasu yechad shasimukim." What does that mean? You can't get a whole basket of raisins from the whole land of Eretz Yisrael. There are some raisins. There are some grapes that are made into raisins in Eretz Yisrael. So, what does that mean? So, Ella Cain Amarle. This is what he said: Ein makom. Be'eretz Yisrael. Ose masi echad shasimukim. There's no one place that would make so many. Meaning, it looked like you have a whole big bundle. Mistami, he bought it in one spot. So there are, throughout the lands, there are places that would produce the raisins. But, you know, most of the grapes that are used in the land are used for wine, are used for grapes. They're not used for drying out and made into raisins. And therefore, that's what he was saying. He must have gotten it in one place. And there isn't so many of those kinds of grapes that are made into raisins in one place in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one doesn't have to be mafrish in that circumstance. Good. They're eating the raisins and the grapes. The question is, what about the right eating raisins? Raisins come from grapes in terms of the birchas bori pri al ha'etz fi al pri ha'etz. Remember, we mentioned the. Advice of Tosfos that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, better not to eat one. Better not to eat one grape. Because there's a real suffix. Right? We know there's a concept of birya when it comes to isurim. A whole item, a whole ant. Even though it's less than a kezias, but it's going to be usur because it has chashivus, because it is a birya. What about a whole grape? What about a whole raisin? Right? Is that going to be a concept of birya? Is birya just a whole item, or do you need other ingredients, like a live item? Right? Maybe it had to be alive. A grape was never alive. So that's the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch, suffix of Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, and Shulchan Aruch says, you know, better not to eat one, so you don't put yourself into a case of suffix. The Shulchan Aruch often says, better to do something, and or the poskim, not just the Shulchan Aruch, say, stay away from suffix. Not all of us are machpid about it, right? There's a whole suffix. Rav Salvechik was machpid whenever Rosh Chodesh was that night. He would make sure not to have a suda that was finished in the in-between. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, and Shalosh Shudis is going late. So what do you do when you bench? What do you say? You start in the meal. Usually Shabbos goes by the beginning of the meal. So you say Ritzei, even if it's late. But it's Rosh Chodesh that night. So it's a suffix. So That's why there are those that say, make sure on those types of days to finish Shalashudis before Shkia. Then you are not machmed about it, and they just rely on the shittas that say you could go by the beginning of the meal. There are some shittas, the Magen Avraham quotes, the labial sacred say, and the Aleph Yavo, which is very unusual, because it's not the same day, unless you say, because different requirements. Ritse goes by the beginning of the Suda, and Aleph Yavo goes by when you're actually benching. So, it's not impossible, but it is unusual. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch always says, try to stay away from Sveikas. So here too, by the grapes in the Tzibukin case, but here, the context is that it must have come from Chutz Laretz. Good. Chad Barnash, Aisi Chada Ashpala de Kaflotin. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Tavli. One time there was a man that brought a whole basket of leek to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Tavli. Shaul Rabbi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, what is he, what do you think about this? And it's going to be clear from later that the question was a Shemitah question, right? Do we say that we have to be worried about Sfichin, as we had the past couple of days, has come out? Do we have the aftergrowths that are usher to eat? So we have all these leeks. Remember, leek is a vegetable, and it's within the purview of the gzera of Sfichin, of the aftergrowth. It's not something that you plant once and then it just grows by itself. So they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what do you think? So Amalei, Puk Shaul Hanani ben Shmuel. Go find Rabbi Hanani ben Shmuel, this Nisa. He's an expert in brises. Mara Fulda, Shehu Baki bebrisa v'toseftis. He's a Baki, right? I might know Mishnayos, but, he's a Baki in the brises, and to see if there's any source that would shed light. Nafak v'shaleh, they went and asked him. Amarleh, masni lo yachmili. I don't know of any brisa I've never seen. Right? I've never seen in terms of reporting back. Shmua amarleh. But I've heard about that. Right? It seems clear that the brises were written down. And the Toseftas were for sure collected. So he says, I never saw a Brisa, right? The Mara Fulda. Brisa lo ra'isi mi dinzeh. Avol shmaitzeh is amrli. But we've spoken about it in the past. And I've heard the Mesorah. Dam Rabbi Yossi b'Shimon Rabbi Yochanan is Palgun Rebbe v'Rabbalazar Rebbe Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan reported that there was a machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbalazar Rebbe Shimon. Rabbalazar, the son of Rebbe Shimon Yochai. Rabbalazar Rebbe Shimon. Chad amar achar makoma. One of them said, you go after where it has come from. Somebody brings a pile, you go by where it has been brought from. If it came from Chutz Laretz, then it's mutter in the place that it was brought to. If it came from Eretz Yisrael, then you have to know from where it came from. V'charana amar achem ramadu. And the other one says, no, you go up to where he's standing right now, where it was brought, and it is usser. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I heard that machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon, and that's how you'd have to treat this basket of leeks. Rabbi Yavo Mifaresh, Rabbi Yavo explain who says what. Rabbi Omer Achar Mekomo, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Achar Ma'amado. Right, there was a machlokas, but he explained who says, who said what. One more line, Rabbi Yavo Amar, Rabbi Omer Achar Mekomo, Rabbi said, you go after the place where it came from, V'hori Lei Kahada, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Achar Ma'amado. But, question what the Hori Lei is referring to, we'll go with one shot. Rabbi Yochanan himself followed Rabbi Elazar Shimon's psak. That said, you go after where it was brought to, where he is standing. So, we'll stop there for a moment. So, this Hananiah ben Shmuel was an expert in brises. There is, we mentioned this in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a comment in the Hakdama of his Sefer on Chumash, where he talks about the relationship between Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Torah. And he compares it to the relationship between Brises and Mishnayos. So he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, that in the first parak that says that even at Har Sinai we received the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, and he asks, what does that mean? Ulachara tamua, eich yitachin shenitnu l'moshe Nevi'im uksuvim atmaha. How is that possible that we receive Nevi'im and Ksuvim at Har Sinai? If we also caution, it's even more difficult, because the Gemara says in the Dharma, Daf Chav Beis, El Mali Lochati Yisrael, if we wouldn't have sinned, Lo Nita Lohem Al HaChamishi Chum She Torah V'Sefer Yehoshua. We would never have experienced and lived the Nevi'im. Right? If we wouldn't have sinned, we would have just had Yehoshua, meaning gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua would have been appended to the Torah, and that would be it. Because you had to have Yeshua, because that's part of the end of the story. And here the Gemara Brachas Dafei says it was all given before the Chet. So he says it's based on a Rashi in Tainus Daftes. Says the Gemara, Tainus there, the Bavli, Daftas Vadalf, Ashkeche, Rabbi Yochanan Liduka de Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan found Reish Lakish's child. That happened to be his nephew. The Yasif Ka'amar, Ivelas Adam to Saledarkov Al Hashem, Yizaf Libo. What did a pasuk in Ksuvim? Yasiv Rabbi Yochanan Vakamatame. Amar, Miika Midi Dixivi Viksubi Dilarmizi Baraisa. Is there anything in the psukim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim that are not hinted to in the Torah? Rashi there. Velo Ramza Moshe Baraisa, Shahachumish, who Yisod Nevi'im Uksuvim. The Chumash is the basis of all Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Ubikulam yishmach limso min haTorah. And every message of Nevi'im, one could find a hint to in the Torah itself. That's Rashi. Rashi in Tanis Daptes. Ubir advarim explains Rabbi Yaakov. Let me explain. Kimo shabatzinu, like we find in Ksuvah Samachtes, Ilfa. Remember, Ilfa, in two places in Shas, goes on the mast of a ship and says, he was the one that didn't go back when Rabbi Yochanan went back to the yeshiva and Ilfa didn't go back, but he was very strong in terms of believing that he knew. So he used to stand on the mast of a ship and say, if anybody tells me a brisa and I can't find the source of that brisa in the Mishnah, I'm going to jump off this ship. So that's what Ilfa used to say. Ika da'asi da'amar li milsa debay Rabbi Chiva Raboshi v'lo pashit na'alemi masisan v'chulu. Hare chazinan d'rabbeinu akadosh. So what do you see from there? That Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he wrote the Mishnah, he put into Mishnayos all the Yesodos that were in Brises and Tosefta's. Maybe not every detail, but the Yesodos. Hare chazinan d'rabbeinu akadosh kolal kol dine ha-braisa b'nuscha demastisan. V'hu, klomar, Ilfa, haya yachol adayakein milashonas ha-mishnah. Ilfa was so sharp that he was able to look at a Mishnah and know the discussion of the Brises. U'kimochein, similarly, that's what Rashi is saying in Tainus, kol divrei ha-neviim klalim kalalam ha-torah b'toras Moshe. V'zema shagilo lanu Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan tells us in that statement to his nephew. Right? You say a beautiful pasuk. Where's the hint of that in the Torah? V'zeo sha'amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish to Moshe Rabbeinu, olav ha-shalom kibel mi Sinai gam neviim uksuvim. That's Reish Lakish talking. Reish Lakish, you know, taught his son that too. So, about the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim were given at our Sinai. Fino Darminan, Dirak Nevu'ah, Shutzuch Ladaros Nechtava, V'cholelu Efshar Limso, Lahem Makar Gam Mi Baladei Nevu'asam, Mitoch Divrei Torah Moshe. So what does it mean? That it was given at our Sinai? Because it's in the Torah. The messages of the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are in the Torah already, just like the messages of the Brises are in the Mishnah. Midivrei Reb Yochanan Anu Lameitis. Now Reb Yaakov says, from Reb Yochanan we learn, Hayachas ha'amiti shebein ha-Torah le'Nevi'im uksuvim. Well, we realize the connection and the relationship between te and nach. Ein davar she'eino ramuz ba-Torah. Hafoch ba va'afoch ba dekula ba. Ein shum matzav she'eino kasuv ba. Shum she'eila she'eino nefteres ba. There's nothing that's not in the Torah. Every question that will come up in later in history, in the times of Purim and Yirmiyahu, Shiranes Purim, Biksha, Esther, Minas Sanhedrin. Right, when the Purim story happened, Esther asked, Kisvuni Ladoros. And they were agreed only after they found a smach in the Torah for writing down the story of Purim. Gamas kol ha'ishtashulanama oros, choshefes ha'gemara, minatora, Esther minatora, Mordechai minatora, Haman, kshamano mi din mispar yecheska, mi sefer yecheska. Right, when you learn a halacha, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you learn a halacha from yecheska, I think it's Arel serving in the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Adelo ba yecheska mi yamra, hakol chayav lios ramas b'tora gufa. Right, and therefore, what's the halacha that says this one is Lach Moshe Sinai? For lachem besof sifrei nevua, and that's why at the end of nevua, the end of Malachi, it says Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. Ki kol haTorah, kol haHagos, kol haTshuvos, lachol haShelos, kulam remuzim baTorah, v'yesh rak lachabsam. Aval in a lizkar shildash a sifrei nevua, kol ikaram basvaras v'haaras haTorah shebichsav hakesher b'neim amitz ubal yinutak. That's his emphasis in the Hakdama. You're talking about Tanakh, but he brings the Brises and the Mishnayos as a parallel to that. So again, in our Gemara, we have Hananiah ben Shmuel, who was an expert in Brises, maybe similar to Ilfa, expert in Brises and finding them, the source of that in the Mishnah. Good, so back to the story. So we have Machlokas, Rebbe, and Rebbe, Reb Shimon, whether when you bring a basket, do you go by where it came, if you're not sure, do you go by where it came from, do you go by where it came to? Good. And Reb Yochanan followed Rebbe, Reb Shimon, and went by where it came to. Hada the Tamar, the Gemara continues, Bila Nafshalta. This whole discussion is only where it comes in a basket. It comes in a basket, so then it maybe it came from close by where he's standing, right? Or maybe it came from far away. Barum be'ilei tuanaya, but tuanaya, Marafolda says, masa gedola, but when you have huge bundles, right? It's like a camel full. Then you go by where it came from. Because people wouldn't make such huge bundles for such a short trip. If it's a huge bundle, so then it must have come from where it, it must be from where it came from. Next. What happens if where the origin is, where it says on the box, origin, and where it came to are both mutter. Right, we're changing the gear see here a little bit. It went through a makom iser. Mutter, aser, mutter. Right, it went from Chutz La'aretz to a part of Eretz Yisrael to then back to Chutz La'aretz. Kemish lo haviro. So then everybody agrees that it is mutter. It goes by either. You don't go by the place where it passed through, just the place where it came from or to. Rabbi Babar Kohen Kumi Rabbi Yosi Lokin Amar Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi V'Chaver Halacha K'Rabbi. How could Rabbi Yochanan follow Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Isn't the rule when Rabbi has an argument with one of his colleagues, the halacha is like Rabbi, right? So how did Rabbi Yochanan follow Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? If you have Amar Rabbi Yona, V'afilu Rabbi Eitz Halacha Eitz Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, even if it's Rabbi against one of the greatest of the Tanaim, right, of that generation, right, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Mara Fulda, de Gadol Bedoro Havi, right, even though he was a huge Gadol Adar, still the halacha follows Rabbi. So the halacha should be like Rebbe over Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So how did Rabbi Yochanan follow Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Amar le mad boy me Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan kidaite. What? This is an exception to the rule. He follows his opinion. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar kalikilu b'shvias shimi devrehem. When it comes to Shemitah, he's Mekel. And therefore, this was a Shemitah question, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was the one that was Mekel. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, meaning he was the one that held that you go by where it is, and they were in Chutz La'aretz, in a place that was here to Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he was able to be Mako because of Shvius Bizman Hazet. Shvius Bizman Hazet. Good. Rebbe himself, right, Rebbe, we're talking about right, Halachas, like Karebi Mechavero, why is the a uniqueness to Rebbe? Obviously, Rebbe was one of the Gedolei HaTanoim, one of the greatest personalities in the history of Am Yisrael, right? What a decision he had to make. To write down the Torah, what anguish he probably went through, wondering, is this what needs to be done? Is this what doesn't need to be done? Am I violating the issue of writing down Torah Shebaal Peh? Right, it was an excruciating decision. But there is, it's been a long time since we mentioned this. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Beis HaOtzar, notes that only by Rebbe, in a numerous places in Shas, we have the phrase Omer Ani. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. Rebbe says Omer. We don't have it here, but in a number of places in Kiddushin, he quotes on Daf Kiddushin and Gittin Laf Lamed Ches and Gittin Daf Lamed Tes and Erechin Yud Zayin, and obviously he quotes Kedarga Bakodesh, Tainus Daf Beis. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. Omer Ani. So that Lashon, Omer Ani, suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel is a Lashon of like La Aniyas Daiti. It's a phrase of humility. Omer Ani, I say, not that, I don't know what everybody else says, but this is my opinion, Ani has died because he was tremendously humble. Vini Havanas Inyan Alashon, Omer Ani, this is in Beis HaOtzar under Klal Lamed Gimel, Omer Ani, right? We only have, Beis HaOtzar is an encyclopedia by the Aleph Beis, we only have the first couple of letters, but under Aleph is Omer Ani. So he says, this Inyan is, Shehayashagar Alashono Shal Rebbe, Nirashu Derech Anava, right? Like, the Gemara in Sota Daf Memtes Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anava. Right, when Rebbe died, humility was batel. Right, that's Rebbe Omer Ani, the last Daf in Sota. Vakavana Sheinenu Omeres Adina Davar Hechlet. It's not Vadai. This is my opinion. Rak Omer Oso Beyichus El Atzmo Shelo Nirekach. That's what he says. And he quotes a few. Vihine, and then he says, maybe it's alpi Kabbalah even, also. Lufia mavur besifri tamidi habesht. Ki derech anshe hamayloha gedolim, lehisbonin al kol diburayim umaseyim. The great Kabbalistically, the Talmid Yabesh, anything they say, it's not really them saying it. It's not me from my own, you know, power. Rakoach Eloki Asher Bohem. It's the godliness in me. It's the neshama sheli that's talking. It's not really me, but it's what Hashem put into me. It's the chelak eloka in me that's expressing it. Ubekol anevraim ketam ba'atam achayes kulam hu ha'useh chayil hadibur v'chol amasim ketam Hashem svasai tifdach uchanode, as is known. V'hine, yitachin gamkin kazeh avanas lashon omarani. Maybe that's what omarani is. Hainu, tehiktim al diburo shelo hu b'chachmaso b'tfunaso hu ha'omer. It's not him. V'amasik shadinu kach v'kach. I didn't accomplish anything. Rakoach eloki asher bohi hashchina hakadusha hamachayes kol anevraim b'negris ani kenoda b'chachmas ha'emes. The ani is the tselem elokim in you. So when he says omer ani, it's not just humility. It's just my humble opinion. He's even not saying it's my opinion. It's the ani in me. It's the chelok elokim in me. I didn't come up with this myself. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me. And that's Hillel, Im Ani Kan, Hakol Kan, or the Gemara at the end of Sukkah. It's not Hillel boasting, but he's like, if the ani of me is here, then everything is here. And then he just adds one more, Vihine, the next paragraph, and this is amazingly creative. Kemoshal Onimsa Shigiras Lishan Omer Ani Loshum Echam Anachachamim Rakla Rebbe. We only find Omer Ani used by Rebbe, not by any other Ma'amari Chazal. V'hu Dvar Shel Chiddush Ksas Nimsa O Dvar Shel Chiddush Kimidumeli. I think, right, I'm living before computers, so I can't do a search on this, but I think that it only says Omer Ani one place in all of Tanakh. I think, he says. Shebechal HaMikra Lo Nimsu Tevos Omer Ani Zulas Pamachas Tehillim Emhei. Tehillim Emhei, Rachash Libi Davar Tov. My heart shakes to do something good. Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. I say, my actions are to the king. Lishoni Eight Sofer Mahir. My tongue is a pen of a quick scribe. That's the pasuk. So what's going on here? So he says, maybe it's a reference to Rebbe. Kinodak is ever tell him Nechta Baruch HaKodesh Elan Yana Masidim. Tehillim has a lot of future events in it. And he says, what's going on here? This pasuk is about Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. What does it say? Again, the pasuk says, Rachash Libi Davar Tov, my heart shakes to do something good. What's about writing the Mishnah? Omer Ani Masai LaMelech. I'm doing this L'Shem Shemayim. My actions are for the king. L'Shem Shemayim, right? Eis Lasos L'Shem. And what does he do? L'Shoni, my tongue. My Torah Sheval Peh, Eit Sofer Bahir. Is like a pen of a scribe, meaning I'm writing down the Torah Shabbat Peh. Tehillim Emhei. V'chibur ha-mishnah shelo devar shabbat yedar shelo omer b'chsav. V'rebi chibur ha-mishnah mishum eis lasos l'ashem. Rach ha-shli b'devar tov omer ani masai l'melech. Hayinu ma-sheni rotzeh lasos k'v'yachol avar ha-melech ha-elyon yizbarach. It says, las l'shoni eit mahir. That's what he says. And he said, by the way, libi davar tov sofe tevos rebi. Right, if you want to add that. Tevas l'shoni gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Hare Ramus Hashem Rebbe Shekenu Chachamim Vegam Shmo Ha'atzmi Yehuda Hanasi. There's a lot more there, but that'll do for now. That's the base answer. Okay, we continue. So what happens here? So we have the Smachogas, Rebbe and Rebbe Yochanan. We spoke a little bit about the uniqueness of Rebbe. Rebbe Yochanan usually passes like Rebbe, Halachu Rabbi Mechavero, but because here it's a context of Shemitah, that overrides, and he is Mekel. We continue. Or another answer of why Rabbi Yochanan went like Rebbe, against Rebbe in this case, is the boy Meimar Nitzrefa Daitel Shereb Yochanan in Rabbi Reb Shimon. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan counts as an opinion. So then it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Reb Shimon. He happens to agree with Rabbi Reb Shimon here for Rabbi or Rebbe. And therefore then he could go with a Rebbe. Not that, says Rabbi Chaim Kadievsky, not that Rabbi Yochanan is exactly on the day to be a Tana. Right, that's not what's going on here, and then it's two against one. Right, look in the Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Tzadi Beis. Tosfos there says, Reb Yochanan lo palig abraisa delav tanahu kedemucha perakamad exubis gabi ein avilim in a minion delo mashani Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan tanahu upalig. Reb Yochanan is not a full tana, like the Gemara sometimes says. Rav and Reb Yochanan were similar contemporaries. Rav is a little earlier, so Rav tana upalig. Rav could argue he's like a tana. The Gemara doesn't say that about Reb Yochanan. See, he doesn't have the full fledged status of a tana, says Kosovus. Ella pirushi bafarish la. But the context there, he's explaining what the tanoi mean. So that's Tosva says that again. Psachim Sadi Beis. See here too. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, "V'lod Rabbi Yochanan Matzi Palik Arebi." Not that Rabbi Yochanan has the power to argue on Rebbe. Ela Shahaya Machria Misvar Glazer Rabbi Shimon. But he is pretty powerful, and therefore he's pretty early. So therefore, if he's on the side of Elazar Reb Shimon, he could be what's called a Machria. He could tilt. He could tilt. It's not mamish 2-1, but he could tilt the way that things are decided. Okay, there's more about Rabbi Yochanan and that Koach HaPsak, but first we'll continue. Says the Mishnah. We've been waiting for this Mishnah. How does somebody take themselves out of being an Am HaAretz? Right, the whole this Masechta of Demai, if you're by from an Am HaAretz, and you have to be mafresh because you don't know what they did, what if I want people not to have to take off Demai from me? What do I have to do? Hamakaba alav lios ne'eman. So if somebody accepts to be a ne'eman, how do you accept to be a ne'eman? Rambam, in Hilchos Meiser, is going to talk about it. Zerayim. But let's just read the Mishnah first. Hamakaba alav lios ne'eman. Ma'aser eshehu ochel, veshehu mocher, veshehu lokeach. He has to make sure he's ma'aser what he eats, what he sells, and what he buys. We'll have to see about how. What's that third category? You buy either to sell or you buy either to eat. So what's the separate category? The eino misareach etzel am ha'aretz. And you don't go to be a guest in an am ha'aretz's house. Someone who is not believe ne'eman on being mafresh everything. So you're not misareach. Rabbi Yehuda omer misareach etzel am ha'aretz ne'eman. No, no, you can be. We'll have to see exactly what the machlokas is, whether you can be. Omrulo, they said back to him, al atzwe no ne'eman, ketzu ye ne'eman al shalacherim. If he himself is not ne'eman, right, if they're asking for Rabbi Yehuda, he's misarech etzal ma'aretz, so he himself eats demai. So how can he be trusted to giving demai for others? So we'll have to see the conversation and what Rabbi Yehuda answers back. Because if we look in the Rambam, who summarizes some of these details, the Rambam says in Perek Yud of Hilchos, Meiser, Hamakaba love Leos Neman ala Meisros, Veloyi Paros of Demai, Tsarach Leos Maaser, Eshu Ochel, Eshu Mocher, Eshu Lokeach, as the Mishnah said. Vitsarach Shekaba love Dvarim Elu, Berabim. You have to have a Kabbalah in public. In public, you can't just decide. You have to have a Kabbalah in public, says the Rabbam. Ukishe Yavau Eidim Neemanim, Shekibel Dvarim Elu, Berabim, and when Eidim come, that you accepted this in public. Vishihu ragil b'hem tamid. Two things. You had an acceptance, and you do it. Vishihu ragil b'hem tamid, harei ze ne'eman al peiros of lomar me'usarenin. Right? Then you're ne'eman. Then you're ne'eman. The Rambam adds, kol tamid chacham ne'eman la'olam. If you're a person's a tamid chacham, and known as a tamid chacham, that he doesn't need the befirish Kabbalah. Vein tzorech v'dika acharav. V'chulu. But if not, so then a person has to be mekabel. How long? The Tiferes Yisrael says 30 days. He has to be Rogelin. If you look in the Chazon Ish in Zemai, here discusses, Min Adin Kol Yisrael B'cheskas Kashrus. Really, technically, everybody has a Cheskas Kashrus. Av She'ena Isha Zeh Yadua Lanu B'masa B'man Hagaso. Even though you don't know anything about him. Somebody comes and says, this meat is kosher. That's Eidech HaNem and Bisurin. So usually it's a cheskas kashrus. Avol mishum gzeiras demai yishlocha shemo eno chaver. But because we have this special gzeira that Chazal made, because they went around and did some research and they saw most people are not worrying about trumas meiser, so they made this gzeira that we don't just trust everybody. Regular eidech adem avisurin. Right. That's why we have this special gzeira, and to get out of that gzeira, you need the Kabbalah. The Gazruot, Afilu Kimlan Boshe Mishamer, Bitsina B'toch Beiso. Even if we have a feeling that he decided to be on a higher standard, still, you need a Kabbalah in front of three Chaverim. In front of three Chaverim. Kshub Kabbalah Moso, In Sokhna Masha Baal, La Kabbalah, Achziko, Adi Zela Meiser, El Tzorach Eidim, Shemishamer, Bitsina B'toch Beiso. You need the Kabbalah, and you need Eidim, as the Rambam says. V'ha Eidim Srichem Lohayd Bebezdin, U Bezdin Machzikim Hadavar Bechol Ha'ir, and the Bezdin establishes, they put up signs. This man is a chaver now. They call him a chazik beir. They give him a special tu'udah. They give him a special tu'udah that so and so has a kabbalas chaverus. They call him a chazik beir. Osan al pi chazaka means sor kol yachal lishmon pi bezdin. Right. Once you have that chazaka, then he can be trusted. Then he can be trusted. But you need the kabbalah and you need the accustomed behavior. Says the Gemara. So what does the third line mean in the Mishnah? It says, you have to be mekabel to be maser what you eat, what you sell, and what you buy. So, mashu emat et shahu lokeach. Well, what are you buying for? Amanas lechol. What, you have to be maaser what you buy to eat? Vatanina eshu ochal. But it already says that you have to be maaser what you eat. Ve'ela eshu lokech amanas limkar, but what you buy to sell? Vatanina eshu mocher. But it already says you have to be maaser what you sell. So what's the added phrase of you have to be maaser what you buy? Ela eshu lokech amanas limkar eshu mocher miperes mechnaso. It's just saying two different things. Not only do you have to be ma'aser, what you're going to sell that you grew in your own yard, but you have to, not meaning that's not only vadai tevel, you have to be ma'aser, but even what you bought from others, which might be demai, that you also have to be ma'aser. Right? That's the two phrases of, the Mishnah is talking about two things that you're going to sell. But one is about stuff that grew in your own, right? That's tevel, that you have to be mafrish. And also, be peros michneso, the peros, the fruit that you have in your own yard, that you have to. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chulu. So we'll end off with this machlokas. Tani. So when the Tanakhama says you can't eat by an you can't be misareach etzalam aretz. So does that mean you can't even walk into their house? What if you don't eat anything there? What if you're just going to hang out? So, Beinam Zerach Yitzalam Aretz. Tani Am Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Yimeim Shal Bali Batim, in all the days of the Bali Batim, Mi Yimeim Shal Bali Batim, of people who want to accept Chavarus, Lo Nimnu Lios Mizachem Yitzal Bali Batim Chavareyam. They still went to their friends. Even people who were Mekabel, this higher standard, they still went to their friends. Afal Pikeinu Aginayi Beferaseim Mizukanim B'toch Bateyam. But still, they were Makpid. What is this day, mean? They were still went, but they still kept it in their homes. They kept halach in their homes. What does that mean? Did they actually eat the demai in their Amma Aretz's homes or not? So, two days. We'll have to talk about these two days with Hashem next time. Amar Reb Yona, Chaverin eina chashudim lo lecho v'lo lahachil. Right? They wouldn't eat in the homes. They would just go there to hang out. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chaverin chashudim lecho v'eina chashudim lahachil. No, when they would go there, they ate. They were embarrassed, whatever. They would still eat there. But they would never, even that doesn't ruin their Kabbalah in terms of spreading. When they would dafka eat in their friends' homes, so then they would, right, when in Rome. But when that wouldn't undermine their Kabbalah of never eating it in their own homes or selling it. So we'll have to talk about that machlokas. It's a fascinating line. Why would we even allow this even without their eating? What do we say they're not going to eat? But still, to be in Amaritz's home, maybe you might come to eat. So it's a gzeirah she'ein atzibur yochal la'amod bo. Right? Not to go and be with my friends that I've always been with. Look at the Ras Sirlio. Alma, de'ein mafsidin ne'emunasam bekach. Lefi she'ein adam yachol hisrachi kol kach mechadero. You can't be with your friend. Sometimes you gotta eat with him. You have a friend, you have to go there sometimes. You know, we understand. Allah understands that. And that's not going to ruin, the chazaka, right? We need our friends. We need chevra, right? We can't live, without it. Maybe just to end with, I think it's in the Hakdama of the Kuntras HaSfekos, right? The brother of the Xos, where he writes, if a malach came to you and said, you know what? I'm going to take you and show you all the secrets of heaven. I'm going to give you a special ride upstairs. Show you all the heavens and all the secrets and everything. I'm going to give you a special tour. One condition. When you get back, you can't say a word to anybody about what you saw. Can't say a word. The Kuntras HaSfekos says the average person would say, thank you, but no thank you. If I can't share it, I can't. It would be impossible for me not to say anything. Because we are gregarious individuals, we're social beings, and therefore it would just be too painful. We wouldn't be able to do it, and we'd rather not even have the experience. But again, that's Rasilio says, you can't expect somebody not to be with their friends. Brother Shem, we'll talk more about this next time. Okay, we'll stop here.